thanks for joining me for Indie Beat. I'm Mae Wandinger. During this hour, we'll hear the last 11 of Indie Beat's top 22 songs from the last year, and the artists telling us about the inspiration for those songs. Up first, Lynn Hansen talks about True Blue Moon.
I was getting ready to tour in France, and I really wanted to sing in French. I am bilingual, and I wanted to sing a song in French. I thought, you know, here I am going to go to France for the first time, and wouldn't it be cool if I sang a song in French? And so I looked around, and I tried to find like a song that would resonate with the people of France, because I didn't want to sing a Quebecois song from here, from Canada, because I felt, well, it would be so cool to really reflect their tradition instead of mine. And so I looked, and the song Ne Me Quitte Pas is a classic song by Belgian songwriter Jacques Brel. And it was also the 40th anniversary of his passing. And so there was all kinds of attention being given to this in France. And so I started learning this song, but it was this particular line in the song. It was, laisse-moi devenir l'ombre de ton ombre, which basically in translation is, I would settle to be the shadow of your shadow. That's how I interpret the line. And I thought, oh, isn't that romantic? And then I read an interview by Jacques Brel where he stipulated that, you know, it wasn't a love song, and it was about the weakness of men and how they were manipulated by women because of love. And I just thought, oh, you're such a poet, and you can't like give me a break. This is a total heartbreak song. So I thought what I would do is I would write a response to him and to his song, and that was where True Blue Moon came from. And it was this idea that, you know, you kind of have this flighty poet sort of dancing around this woman as they walk together, and she sees that he's just in love with romance, and not necessarily, it's not necessarily true love. And so that's the concept behind the song. And I just really, it's so tongue-in-cheek that I really wanted a video as well to reflect that sense of humor and that kind of tongue-in-cheek element that the song itself has, and even the production of it, you know, it's supposed to be something that makes you smile at the end of the day.
On a hot July night, you start to write me a love song in the sand, place with endless blue skies. Love never dies. I'll be the queen of this magnificent land. Such a beautiful dream, I wanted to believe. Get lost forever in your dance. But birds are just letters loosely held together by the hopefulness of romance. Forever is for diamonds and poets like you. Happy ever after lasts as long as a rainbow in June. I've tried to pretend this story won't end, but they always do. Won't you love is as rare as a true blue moon. You can beg me to forget misunderstandings and regret. Ask me not to tear two hearts apart. I'm sad, but I'm not sorry. This Cinderella story's just schoolgirls counting petals in the dark. Forever is for diamonds and poets like you. Happy ever after lasts as long as a rainbow in June. I've tried to pretend this story won't end, but they always.
As rare as a
Here's Leanna talking about the inspiration for her song, Red Light.
Red Light was really special to me because it talks about being self-sufficient and realizing that we're enough just the way we are. And sometimes we just have to acknowledge that to really feel it. And yeah, it's just a celebration of being independent and loving ourselves just the way we are and not having to have the validation of someone else in our lives.
Knocking on my window pane, I hear you walking on from miles away. That's just where you are, 'cause that's just how you are. The lights are still spinning in my brain. I'm lying here drenched in lingerie, staring at the ceiling, and it's staring back at me. I can dance for myself tonight. Maybe turn on a red light. I can show for myself tonight. And maybe turn on a red light. The window shows my image on the street, giving all the neighbors a front row seat for all I care. Now I don't think you'd care. I'm gonna drink until the sun comes up. I'm going solo on this thing called love. That's just how I've been. That's how you've always been with me. I can dance for myself tonight. Maybe I think you should.
I can dance for myself tonight. Baby, turn on a red light. I can show for myself tonight.
Here's Madison Olds on the inspiration for her song, Roses.
I was in the Banff Center of Performing Arts in my beautiful little hut, probably with a pounding hangover. And I was in my first real serious relationship, sitting at the piano, missing my partner who was back home in Kamloops. And I thought, what are all these things that I feel about love? And I guess what I think I feel about love at 20. And I just started to write, when you know, you know. And when you don't know, you know, then you know. And so that's kind of where that song came from. And with the, obviously, you know, with the idea of it, roses being potentially something inspired by The Bachelor. But sometimes you just, you know when it's love, and you definitely know when it's not love. And that's kind of where the heart behind roses came from.
When the roses all dry out and the lights are turned out, feeling scared, can hardly breathe. Pull me a bit closer, even if you're not sober. I feel so safe when you're holding me. I don't know if it's meant to be easy.
Bye.